Welcome back to the Cold Slice Podcast, bringing you another episode. We were recently in Ghost Runners. We did some filming there. The food, I'd say the food was super good. I mean, I think that was probably the best pizza I've had in like maybe 6 months.
Dude, eventually people are just not going to believe us anymore.
I know. Every, it's like every episode had is
probably
the
best pizza I've had. It's like, well, it's really hard to, I mean, there has been a few spots that we've tried that have been,
yeah.
I mean, maybe not the best pizza we've ever had, but
yeah, you know, no, you're right.
It's the best, most recent place we tried.
Yes, that's probably the right
way to phrase it. This place was good.
Yeah. This place was good though. It was like, during that episode that we're going to release, sometime this week, I think I said, like, this is the best sort of, like, nostalgic pizza I've had in a while.
Yeah, it was, like, made you feel like you just graduated from Little League or something.
Yeah, well, no.
I think that is, like, a backhanded compliment.
This was yesterday. No, it was, like your mom drops you off at an arcade and she just gets you a pizza or something. Like, this never happened to me, but it made me feel like that. Like, it was the 80s or something, you know?
That happened to us.
Did it?
Well, not arcade, but like we would have the
dropped off the little baseball center video.
Yeah, we have baseball parties and Papa Pete's. They have an arcade.
Oh, yeah, dude, that pizza is garbage.
I know.
I love it's the idea. Papa Pete's, dude.
Really?
They have the cups.
I think it's just because I ate it so much as a kid, but like
it's like nostalgic. For
I was an absolute freak for their taco pizza too.
That dude, that's insane that you're ordering taco pizza.
I know everybody hates it, but me, I'm like, this is my shit. You literally put like Taco Bell seasoning or whatever sauce packets on it.
Dude, I would have gotten heartburn as a 5-year-old if I had eaten that.
I think I definitely probably set myself up for something gnarly here in the future from that, but it
just
was awesome.
Fat me rolling around wondering what the fuck is going on with my chest.
Yeah. I can't even play Arctic Thunder.
Yeah, dude. My burps smell like tacos. Fucking ridiculous. That's what I'm saying though. It's like a nostalgic kind of pizza. And I don't know, like their sauce, we hit that up and that was like it was like really like kind of sweet. But like there was a spice in there where we were all just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like we don't get that very often, I don't think.
No, it was really good. They had the sauce to cheese ratio fucking on point.
Absolutely. On point for sure.
Yeah. And their oven's right out like in plain view, which is kind of cool. So you can, if you're, you know, want to get like nerdy with it, you can watch them make your pizza.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I should mention, I think I just kind of blew right into this episode because I'm we're on a time crunch for
Dylan's
reasons.
A little scared right now.
For reasons I shall not mention. But I should mention just before we really get into everything, check out our Patreon. I did recently put up two of my stand-up sets. One of them was pretty good. Well, they were both good. But the other one I put up, I fucking bombed on. So that was cool.
It wasn't well received, but
it was not.
There was good content in there.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to watch the process, you're going to see it all. Basically, from killing it to bombing. Every time I go to a stand-up set out there in Portland or over at the Underbar in Vancouver, I will post it and we can all watch my progress, good or bad. Let's fucking see how it goes. It's just kind of like this weird experiment that I'm doing where it's like, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm like, we might as well put it up somewhere, you know, because I go back and I review the video and like crowd reactions and notes and things like that. And like, how did I deliver it versus how was it written? Mm. So it's kind of neat for me. So if you guys want to see that, check out our Patreon. Hit him with the cameras. Boom, boom, boom. Got all three cameras there.
That's
check
10
out
the minutes of editing right there.
Yeah, yeah. No shit.
Please, like, please don't do that again.
Yeah, check the Patreon out. It's $5 a month. We also have stickers for sale, and you can email us at thecoldslice@gmail.com. We'll ship you over a sticker, $5 each. It's a good fucking time, I think. So, anyway, back to Ghost Runners. So that place is pretty fucking cool.
Like, yeah, Ghost Runners is sweet. I got a soft spot for that place, I feel like. I love their beer, so it's an easy win for me. And then also, they just doubles over that they have really good food.
Yeah.
Honestly, we were kind of blown away, too. Like, so their pizza was great, you know. But the sandwiches that Blake and I got, too, I'm forgetting which one it was now. It was like a turkey bacon.
Like turkey avocado.
Turkey pesto, bacon, avocado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese.
It was awesome. Super, super good.
I didn't actually get a bite of that because I'm not a turkey guy.
Yeah, dude, you refused. I was trying to get you. Yeah. I was like, just try it. Just one bite. Just one
bite. Open up the airplane.
He wouldn't do it.
No, just pizza for me. Forever. Yeah. Why am I so fat?
Like opening his teeth.
I don't like turkey. I don't like avocado. Yeah. I like
grease. I just want pepperoni. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm a 5-year-old when it comes to that kind of shit. I don't like turkey, man. People are like, it tastes the same as chicken. I'm like, no, it tastes like turkey, dude. There's a distinct taste to it. Mm,
yeah. My mom, to get us to eat turkey when we were little, we would go on these dirt biking trips out on the trails, and she would make turkey sandwiches out of cookies. So she would put a cookie and then a deli meat turkey and then cookies, and we would eat turkey cookie sandwich.
I feel like I find out more every time. I think I went on one or two of those dirt biking trips with you, but I never was fed a cookie sandwich.
This was mainly when we went down to California.
Oh, you always made me so jealous with that ride, too. I remember you showing videos of that. That looked cool.
I would love that to be a vacation. I've been saying that for years.
Are you not 1,000 pounds? You know what I mean?
I think his body became so resilient to sugar because he was fed so much of it.
He's fed so much weird shit at an early age. Your body's just like, we have to get rid of this right now. She would do 2 cookies and turkey in the middle.
Yeah. So it's a turkey cookie sandwich or chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, I think you probably had to do whatever you could feed you kids.
That's true. They were homemade. That makes it better.
Yeah, homemade cookies.
Oh, good.
Store-bought deli.
Thank God. Wow.
Carbs and protein, baby.
Yeah, that's what that is. Where were we at?
God. I was going to talk
a little bit about
ghost runners and our awkward interaction that we had.
Oh, that was rough.
Just sorry in advance if...
that was rough.
Do you remember her name?
No.
Did we even get that far?
I don't think so.
She didn't want to be on camera.
We just had the most, it was such an awkward interaction, and it was totally our fault.
We got in and got out of there.
We're still getting used and, accustomed to... filming out in public. It's like I know we're on camera and we're doing this podcast thing, but like it's kind of it's awkward and embarrassing to pull out the camera and do
translate.
It in front of we do it in front of people. It's like you probably tell we're a little awkward, you know. It's just in this like, let's throw cameras on top of it so everybody looks at us while we eat.
Yeah.
It's like the behind the scenes is, you know, just a little, it's embarrassing at times, I would say.
It was rough. In that episode that we filmed, you can see me visibly like uncomfortable and I'm like, I look at the camera and then I go. And I'm like looking around at people that are like clearly watching us.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that were definitely entertained with us. And then they're like asking, hey, well, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're the Cold Slice Podcast. Here's a sticker. You know, $5. And nobody was receptive. Anyways, though, so the poor server that we had, she was a sweetheart. She was asking questions. She was letting us film. But for some reason, I don't know how it happened. Like, we were getting ready to walk out, and I think it was because it was awkward of, like, running around and doing some of the filming.
Yeah.
That, like, we were already like, we got to put distance between us and this place, like, quick.
Very
And she
quick.
Starts asking some questions. She's like, so, what's the name of the podcast? Uh-huh. Or something like that. Or where can I find you? And we were all kind of standing, but like spaced out, that it was like we didn't know who she was talking to at first. And then so we're all kind of just looking at her like, and Dylan goes like, we're just all deer to headlights. And Dylan's like, Blake's running around filming, like taking all these videos and stuff. And Dylan goes, the Cold Slice, that's the at. We're on everything. And then Blake comes over to me and she's like, so what's the name of it? And I'm like, Blake, give her a sticker. And just none of us could answer the question.
We were the Cold Slice Podcast. Like writing a sign.
Yeah. I was like, Blake, slider sticker.
We should have just slowly walked out.
It was
there,
like,
dude.
Jesus, you know, I'm married. Dylan's engaged. Yeah, Blake's got a girlfriend, but it's like we'd never talked to a girl before in our life. We're like,
it was insane.
Sticker, bye. It was like, now I can never go back there, I don't think.
She asked if we were on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, it's all three of us. Because I thought she said, is it just YouTube? Yeah.
And we're like, we're just going to let that slide. Let's just get the hell out of here. It's like we lost this art of this conversation.
Yeah, so sorry we didn't catch your name.
Yeah, we'll come back and try again at some point.
Yeah. That was ridiculous, dude. I don't know what. We were like three schoolboys just like talking to like an older girl. It was ridiculous. Like,
It was so awkward.
Nobody could say anything. And then that set the tone for the rest of our day, too.
Well, yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, for one, we were definitely laughing at ourselves for most of the day, but then it definitely, like, ending it on what I would consider a loss, just like an embarrassing event, made it more difficult when we moved to the next spot to then be like, okay, time to set everything back up and try to forget about that.
Yeah. We end up like, for 90% of this, we end up having to send Blake out to go, like, talk to people, like,
yeah.
And be like, hey, Blake, can you go ask them if we can film here?
It's funny because they're all scared to ask if we can film. Because, like, the first few we did, we were, like, very incognito about it. We're, like, trying to hide the camera and, like...
That was weird, too. Can you imagine, dude?
Yeah.
Do you imagine being the owner of the place and be like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Like,
yeah.
What are they filming?
So we took... for Ghost Runners, we had the point-to-point lager, pepperoni pizza, that turkey sandwich, and you had a lemon basil cider, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you say the Japanese lager. That was awesome.
That was good.
That was a good beer.
Yeah. So I think at the end of that video, I said, like, you know, this is good for if you get like allergic reactions to like some types of liquor or whatever, moving to a Japanese kind of based beer or liquor or whatever, for some reason, it doesn't, for me at least, it doesn't make me act like my skin act up. So I get this weird thing though. Like if I get a Kolsch in me, or like a Kona Big Wave, which is like my favorite beer of all time. It like all of a sudden, I'm sure you guys have seen it on videos or whatever, but like I get these weird like red patches and shit, and then my lip blows up. But I had no issues with that Japanese style lager.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was awesome for sure.
I think that happens with like dairy in other countries too.
Oh, really? Dairy?
Like people who are lactose intolerant, if they go over to Europe and they have dairy over there, it's no issue.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know.
The pasteurization or
maybe,
something?
Maybe, I don't know. It's the way they process something.
Huh. Mm.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah, the Goog. So we ended up getting flyby footage. You want to tell them about that?
Yes. So this place has, like, all the games you can think of. It's got a shuffleboard and, like, those two-hoop basketball things. And what else? Pool.
Cornhole.
Billiards. Cornhole. Yeah. And
a bunch of games.
Table tennis.
Yeah.
Ping pong. So, I was doing a flyby trying to get all the games in the shot without filming any people. And I walked past this woman and her child. And, like, I could see on my camera that the child wasn't on there, but to her it looked like it was just, like, a pedo
chasing
walking.
The kid down?
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
Because I was moving kind of fast towards them. And then she grabbed her kid, clutched him.
Yeah. She held him real tight going to the parking lot that day, I'm sure. Yeah.
Dude, she watched you walk out of there with the three of us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I definitely felt kind of weird from that.
Yeah.
That part. And I think that was also, I think, what added to a little bit of the awkward conversation. So I was like, I think that, like, she's letting us film. Now this lady thinks that we're, like, three grown men trying to film her child.
We're not, dude. We just have a podcast. And she's like, that's worse. Get out of here.
Yeah, she's like, you're the worst people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wish we could have got her dirty look on camera, because that was actually funny. Like,
yeah, dude.
She was very upset, I could tell.
She was, dude, rightfully so. Like, this, you see this guy, this long-haired guy, he's got a beard.
Literally running.
Yeah, he's wearing a flannel. He looks
wearing the same clothes for 4 days. I didn't look great.
He looks somewhat similar to the Unabomber, and, like, he's just... He's just rolling around this, like, pizza place you wanted to take your kid to, this brewery. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, coming at your kid really fast with a camera, like TMZ. It was crazy, dude. Like, the paparazzi, like, how was school today? Like,
Oh, God.
I'm not a pedophile. I promise.
Yeah, so just to clarify, if that lady ever... figures out, she'll see the YouTube video and realize that her kid is not on camera.
No.
Then she'll see how cool you are and she'll be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she didn't ask for an autograph. She was like calling the cops instead.
We also did a little bit of, I don't know how to describe the camera work, but it was some fun stuff we did with the camera. We were pretending like the camera was the ping pong ball and we looked like idiots because I had Anthony and Dylan miming with their with their paddles.
Yeah.
And Anthony didn't actually need to be doing that. I just wanted it for a visual cue. So check out the video when it comes out.
You know how shitty it feels? I mean, you guys do for sure, but like for the listener, it feels awful to be put in the same camp as influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Like we always message these businesses after we visit them, and we're like, hey, thanks for letting us do our thing. You know, just to clarify, if this is the owner, like, you know, owner of the business, just to clarify, we're not influencers. We paid full price for everything. You know, we're not asking for anything. We just want to let you know the video's out. So, but doing that kind of footage, it like, it always looks cool and it really adds to production value, but a little part of me dies inside.
But if someone could film us filming these things,
yes.
It looks so dumb.
Yeah, I'm sure it just doesn't look fantastic, but
the video should be cool though.
Yeah, no, the video is cool. It does look very cool. I edited it a couple days ago. It looks awesome. Yeah, dude, so check out Ghost Runners. It's over in Minnehaha. It's sort of close. I don't know if maybe. So I didn't know what area this was until we were leaving, really. Like, because going there, we took a different route. But the way that I knew where it was at was like, it's near St. John's kind of, and it used to be Benny's Pizza. Did that ring a bell for anyone?
Mm-mm.
No? Whatever. But if anyone knows where that is, Benny's Hot Rod, I think is what it was called. But now it's something else. And I want to say a brewery bought that one and it might be Ghost Runners. Something
I have
like
no
that.
Idea.
It's in a warehouse.
Yeah, it is in a warehouse. Yeah, the actual Ghost Runners is in a warehouse.
It's
tucked away.
Cool.
It is
like
cool.
A secret location.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool spot. Check it out. We loved it. We love going there. You'll probably catch one of us there at some point in the future. If you do, say hello and don't kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we went to a Blazers game recently, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, I went to that. Honestly, was fully anticipating as most all, like, I think if you grew up in the Vancouver or Portland area, you're familiar with the tactic of going to watch a Blazers game, which involves, you know, potentially wearing the other team's jersey or also, like, being very, very excited to leave around the third or, you know, early fourth quarter. So
absolutely.
That way
yeah.
You can avoid the bloodshed that is the traffic getting out of there. And that's unfortunate. But luckily, this game was actually
it was a killer
pretty
fucking
close.
Game.
Yeah. I mean, it was not what I was anticipating at all.
No, I mean, not at all.
With where the Blazers stand right now, and then they were playing OKC, where OKC stands, I was not anticipating it to be as close or as good of a game as it was to watch, actually.
No, because OKC was like 48-14 or something. Right?
I don't know. I just know that they're like, what, first?
Second
no,
overall.
second, I think.
I think they're second. And yeah. Then the Blazers were like
14th out of 16. Yeah. Yeah. So it was bad.
We showed up and thought it was going to be an absolute massacre. Like,
yeah.
Like the game, you know?
Yeah, I was fully ready to, and honestly excited about being able to leave, you know, going into fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then I remember Dylan and I were talking about it, actually. We were like, damn, you know, this is a good game. And most people would be like, hell yeah, this is a good game. But both of us were kind of like, well, fuck, I think we're going to have to stay through the fourth and get stuck in traffic
now. I thought I was gonna hit bedtime today.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's getting late and they're playing well. This is shitty.
Fuck. Better get another beer, I guess.
Yeah.
For the road home.
Speaking of that, we sat next to this this nice couple, though.
His name was Ken. Shout out to Ken.
Ken, yeah. So nice guy. They were definitely having fun, but we started talking about the podcast again, and it's like I feel like there's just this issue that, because Dylan was wearing his Cold Slice shirt, and that's what it
of
was
course.
He was, you know, he was marketing, he's all about the brand, so
that's right.
He's like, I'm not an influencer, but
at any cost.
But here I am. That's right, dude. If we're going out in a public space like that, a bunch of people, I'm wearing
like,
the shit.
Yeah, he wanted the cameras on him real bad.
I did. I was like, dude, is that camera gonna swing around?
I did too, because I was like, I just want to see how this is gonna go.
The kiss
like,
cam was
do?
Like
I would have taken it. Yeah. I would have turned around.
We probably would have gone viral off of that.
Yeah. That was the first night I ever got to be like oh, I'm a stand-up comedian from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Ken was just like, okay, cool, dude.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he moved a seat over. No. Yeah. No, they were nice, though. It just, it's, I feel like we're still trying to navigate how to have conversations with normal people when they ask about, oh, what's the cold slice? It's like, you know, we want to be like, obviously, like, proud about it, but it's just an awkward, it's like awkward because you know they're gonna look it up.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, we talk about some interesting shit sometimes.
We don't we need a script for when we meet people out in the wild.
Yeah,
where we're like,
they're just a card. This is,
here you go.
Oh yeah, I here can't it is do this. You know, like those super tall people that have cards, they're like, because they always get asked,
yes,
he, like,
I'm
whips
tall
it out, they're
the
like, yes,
up here is,
yes,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, here's the answers to your questions. We need one for the cold slice. Yes, I'm a douchebag. Yes, I like food.
You know? Yes, we know Dylan is fat. Yes, we're aware of the chins.
He won't let you forget it.
Yeah.
Just going to like an AI robot elevator pitch.
It was cool, though. The game all around was fun. That conversation, talking about that, was good. I think a little awkward at one point when he, yeah, Dylan's like, yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian, Portland area, Portland, Vancouver area. I was like, you've done it twice, but I will let you have that. I was like, run with it.
Technically, stand-up comedian now.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to, he's like, I travel, so I'm on the road a lot for this. And then there was a nice there was a nice portion there too. It's like, I realized I haven't been out in a social setting in, I feel like, just a long time. Like, so much has changed. There's just interesting things that happen all around, you know, and
yeah,
Portland is an interesting place too, and you know, everybody can be who they want to be, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find myself sitting in the chair after, like, my, you know, third beer watching the game and being a little bit like, what is happening right now? And trying to tune back into the halftime show. Because there was, like, a whole section where there was a, like, the furry community was up there. And
we're talking about.
Yeah, did you black that out? I did, too, for a second. And then I looked at my show notes and I was like, oh, my God, that's right, that did happen.
What was that about?
I don't know, because I tuned into the last portion of the section. I was like, is that guy in a costume? And, like, why is he acting like a dog? And, then there was like some, they said something about, and like on the announcer was like, and hopefully here in the near future, we'll have, see a lot more inclusivity for the furry community.
It's like, will
and
we?
And I was like, why?
Should we?
Why are we doing that?
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think the whole point of that is like, if you want to do that stuff, that's behind closed doors. Like, you should not be doing that.
Or like, there's conventions for that.
And yeah.
They're full.
But
yeah, not a Blazers game. Where'd the shame go, goddammit?
I know. I was like, bring back bullying.
I'm not showing up in bondage gear, like fucking rolling around titties
out. Yeah, that's
out
in your closet.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, like, dude.
Only your wife sees that.
2025, bring closets back.
No, I'm like, I mean, I, you know, do what you want, but I just find it interesting to be doing, like, to be like,
that was wild.
There's kids at those things, you know, and like the furry thing, I think, like, I don't know, maybe it's not only a sexual thing, but it's, like,
I think that's what they're trying to say. I'm trying to break the sexual stigma of it, but there,
well,
is also,
well, it's
that
not
element.
That's not good. I don't like it. I don't think it's healthy. I'm gonna put my foot down on that one.
You're out there, it's like, you got a sign, you're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be one of those guys.
The only furry I want to see is the goddamn mascot.
yeah.
Like, that, it was wild, dude. I think they were talking about, what were they, they were talking about, like, a school, an inclusive school or something like that. And then it was just, like, these two people that were, had cat ears or something.
Well, I heard about, and did we, I don't know if we talked about this before, and I also don't know where this is, but somebody was talking to me at work about a school, because they were talking about homeschool versus, like, public schools and, you know, whether they want their, how they want to go about that when their kids get old enough.
Yeah, first of all, anyone who is homeschooled is a fucking weirdo. All right?
You know, you would say that, but I think that now that there's schools that have, like, cat litter boxes out in front
that's
of it.
That's not real.
No, that's not real.
Myth.
No.
That's absolutely 100% myth.
Okay, good.
That's anti-furry propaganda, and we won't have it here, goddammit.
No. See, that's the problem.
they got misinformation going around.
And I'm susceptible.
There's a line, and you crossed it, bro.
Yeah, I'll buy anything.
Okay, well, good. At least that's not real.
No,
when I was hearing about that, I was like, is this actually a real thing? There's no way that they would do that.
Dude,
like, that's, like, got to cross a boundary.
I was at a dinner party, we might burn a member here, but, or a user here, but a viewer. I was at a dinner party the other night, and this is not where you think it's gonna go, but somebody basically came in and they were like, did you guys hear about the La Center school having litter boxes? Did you guys hear about that? And I was like, I don't think that's true. Like, I don't think so at all. So I think somebody like looked it up or knew someone that goes to that school, and they were like, what the fuck? They're like, no, we're fucking litter boxes here.
It's been running around for like 3 years, and that's everyone's favorite thing to bring up. I've heard that like three
Atlas Center?
No, it's not specific to the center, but in that sort of community where people want to just like pick something to talk about at family dinner, that's happened like three times.
It's wild. It's like, fucking get over it. If there's litter boxes there, I want
to just look it up because you can. The first thing that pops up on like Snopes or whatever is
like, this is not real. Yeah, we should Google it right now. But
what do you think it would be like to take a dump in like a giant litter box
in front of all of your peers?
Well, no, eliminate the peers. Like, take them out of the picture. Like, you just have that
room.
Yeah, would that be nice?
Honestly, yeah.
I don't know. That might be kind of nice. You're like, yeah, man. Dude, rare. Like, you fucking
toss your getting into pro
freak. Toss your litter over the top.
Just rolling it around. I mean, you know, they have this. It's not a sponsor or anything like that. But there's a cat litter box or cat litter that detects like prostate cancer or something within your cat. Mm. I'm like, what if we all just peed into cat litter boxes and then we figured out if we get prostate cancer?
Would it work for us?
I don't know. It's worth a shot.
Huh.
Patreon material. Do the boys have prostate cancer?
Wait for next week to find out.
No, that's an insane notion, dude. I like schools were so strict in weird ways. Like, there's no fucking way that they would allow that to happen.
I figured not, but like when they were talking about it, I was like, there's no way. That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way that that's like a real thing. That would be just insane.
No. No,
that's crazy. That being said, though,
the furry thing at the Blazer game, that really threw me for a loop. And I was like, I don't really want to get any older. I'm good. Like, I'm over it.
Well, I'm just like, is it happening before my very eyes where, like, I am
becoming
the old asshole? Like, I think I am, like, in a rapid rate, too. Mm. Like, it's kind
of
scary.
Dude, change is happening. And, like, I'm not down with all of it. I'm, like, honestly, like, I'm just, like, what happened to, like, you know, the early 2000s where it was, like, jean shorts and rock bands.
Taco Bell was a dollar.
Smash Mouth and Nickelback.
Yeah. Where are all the 45-year-old singers singing like they're still in high school? Where did they go, dude?
Where are my Gen X's?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
You're 14 and I still love you. Please come out tonight. Like, but no, now we have litter boxes and furries at Blazers games. So
Now we're pushing that propaganda in the litter box.
Yeah. We're a pro-furry podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, I don't care. Obviously, if you want to be furry, that is your deal. I'm just intrigued that it's a real thing.
Yeah, me too.
As I think for me, like, I was like, oh, I didn't know that was like I've seen it in a few like comedy movies and stuff, but I didn't know it was like a real thing.
Yeah, I just don't get it. You know, like, who am I to say whatever, you know? Who am I to say either way on it, you know? Like,
but no, I'm sure also, I do some weird shit to a furry. Yeah.
I love Halloween. Halloween was every day, or a lot of times for the furry people, it's not every day. It's just like a character that they play.
Yeah. I mean, we've all jerked off to like cattail butt plug videos, you know? All of us, all three of us here at this table.
Together.
Yeah, together. We've done it just now.
With our own dog.
Yeah, I'm about to sleep for that.
Check out our Patreon.
The link to our OnlyFans.
We all jerk off to cat butt tail.
Only furries.
Yeah, only furries, yeah. Yeah, no, it was jarring. It's been a little while since I've been to a Blazer game. And then, like, okay, so what was weird about it? Like, I think the weirdest thing was, like, you've got these 12-year-olds out there doing, like, their dance competition or whatever. Like, you know, good for them. Like, they're out there, they're doing it. They get to get in front of an entire stadium of people during halftime. And that's weird. That's weird enough, by the way, just to be fucking clear. Like, having a bunch of 12-year-olds in, like, the spandex shorts and shit, like...
Were they, like, showing their tummies and stuff, too?
Oh, were they? I think so. It was just, like...
It was a little weird.
It was uncomfortable. Mm. Like... And then the next thing they have on is the furries. The furries come out after the 9-year-olds. What the fuck?
Yeah, like,
dude?
the girl that was, or who, I don't know who was in the suit, you know, but there was a girl next to the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog had a leash on and she was like holding it. I'm like, that's just like, I feel like it's a weird thing that like, I think if you want to do that or that's like your lifestyle or whatever, you find that like that gives you joy, do your thing. But like, I feel like kids are not getting a fair shot right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, you can argue that they're getting more of a shot than we had, but also, like, maybe put the furries on at the very beginning of the show. At the very beginning of the game, or at the very
end
of
the game.
Why are
they out of Blazers game? This is like my whole thing. Like,
I know. I get that.
There's conventions and like Blake was saying and everything else, but I'm like, what? The halftime show for a professional basketball game?
Crazy, dude. And then immediately after, the 12-year-olds that went up there. Like, that's what threw
me. Gets people talking.
It sure fucking does.
You're not hitting the right demographic, though.
For what?
Like I don't.
I don't think
the Blazers fans.
I think you're hitting that demographic.
I'm saying I don't think that that's your target audience for the furries. I think that you're going to get them actually more anti-furry.
Yes, I think you're right.
I mean, to be fair, like I tuned in. I don't know any. I don't remember at all what they were talking about. I just heard the last part when they announced. Oh, was it about a school?
They have like a school or something. Pitching.
That's interesting.
Or it's like it's an inclusive school, which all right, cool, but.
Interesting thing is, like, I feel like growing up in our time, it was more like shopping in a different country where there's, like, one brand, three brands. But now growing up is like shopping in America where there's 15 brands of everything. There's so many choices.
Yeah.
So you walk down the aisles as a kid and you're like, I could be this, I could be that, let me try that, mm-hmm. I want that. And it looks like kids are more confused, but they just do have more options.
They have more options. I think, and this is just me talking about whatever I know as a 27-year-old man, straight man, like, I just feel like maybe we shouldn't let them choose until they're 21. like nobody gets to decide anything on their sexuality until you're about 22 years old.
You can try whatever you want, but it all goes away.
Exactly. Like,
that would be cool.
Like, all of you are just, you're not anything. You're just gray and you're just children. Like, and then when you turn 21... go for it.
Choose your.
Then you get to decide who you want to be.
I think I just think for me, like, I just, because I don't care, like, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But my bigger thing is, I just feel like there's this like push to have kids, like, start experimenting, which I'm like, yeah. I just feel like it's too young. Like, I feel like there's like this like push to like almost like sexualize kids at too young of an age.
Right. Well,
and
that's
like, you don't need to be worried about that. Go play, go play outside, go play in the dirt, go, you know, do whatever the hell it is you're going to do, play video games and stuff. But you don't need to be worried about like
who you're banging.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you're, you know, 10.
Right.
It's interesting because the common notion that is accepted by everyone is like, be what you are and everyone's born how they are. But then that's hard thing. If you're trying so many things, and I don't know where I'm going with this. I had a better way to phrase that. Being gay is a choice. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's a lot of pressure to put on a kid to be like, you are what you are. Figure it out.
Sure.
And there's so many options around. It's like, no, don't tell people it's a choice. Don't tell people they are what they are. Just let people do what they want.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're going to be a lot of things as you grow up, you know, a lot of things. Like, you're going to be a million different emotions and a million different, like, you're going to have a million different thoughts. It's like, just do whatever you're going to do, but like, you don't have to pick a side, you know? That's kind of my thing. I'm like, you don't have to pick a side. Fuck these people, dude. Like, if you decide you're going to join, like, whatever, this group, like, the straight group or whatever, and then it's just like, you're a straight guy now, well, then what if you want to switch it up? You know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, be fluid, whatever.
It's not a phase, Mom.
Yeah.
Let it be a phase. Like,
sure.
Have a phase.
Exactly. Have a phase. Stop bringing furries to Blazers games.
And we just talked about that for 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, I know. This is a food podcast. I don't know what the fuck we're doing here.
My bad. We just
lost it. Daddy got a hangover, and all of a sudden he's militant about furries.
We got I am rocking a little bit of a, a little bit of a hangover myself.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, that was wild, dude.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I didn't know we all felt so deeply about that, but
I guess we did.
Well, let's see what else we got here. That lemon basil cider, how was that?
It was fruity. It was delicious.
Yeah, fruity? Are you sure?
It was tart in my mouth.
Is that what it wanted to be? Fruity? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was good. That was a good cider for sure.
I didn't try it. I'm trying to open up to like the ciders, but there's something about like the tartness that makes it hard for me to like drink it.
I'm very picky.
Yeah, I was anti-cider for a long time, and then But I love like apple juice and apple cider. So like I ended up getting, I want to say it was a Richfield Craft Brewing or something, but they had like this spiced apple cider and I was just like all about it. And so I've been kind of dipping my toes into cider land for a while now. So that's what I have to say about that.
It's got a lot of sugar.
It sure does. Yeah. But I can only drink like two of them.
I have a sweet tooth, so I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, what an episode. let me see how far along we are here, boys. That was 35 minutes of just talking about furries and ghost runners. So anyway, that's our episode. If you guys liked any of that, please check out our Patreon. You can watch my stand-up there. Shoot us an email over at thecoldslice@gmail.com if you want a sticker. Yeah, basically hit subscribe and we love you guys. Thank you. The Cold Slice, yeah!